You're tuned to Radioactive101.com, free and not for profit. It's time to get serious. Radioactive 101, the only radio station that's left.
The revolution starts now.
Radioactive is calling on its listeners, all three of you, to come out on Saturday the 27th of November in the freezing cold in Dublin for the Irish Congress of Trade Unions march from Wood Quay to the GPO, assembling 11:30 at Wood Quay, marching to the General Post Office in O'Connell Street. Be there. This is the march to be on. We'll be recording it for broadcast here on radioactive101.com. 12 o'clock, Wood Quay, marching to the GPO, Saturday, 27th of November, be there. 25th of November 2010, Radioactive record the press conference of the launch of the United Left Alliance, chaired by Joe Higgins, MEP.
This is the beginning of a very serious and important new development in political life. In this state, the People Before Profit Alliance, the Socialist Party, the Workers and Unemployed Action Group from Tipperary are forming the United Left Alliance to put forward a real principled left alternative to the failed policies on the one hand of the present government of Fianna Fáil and the Green Party, but also critically in the context of the next Dáil, to what will most likely be a government of Fine Gael and Labour, carrying out essentially the same policies as the present government.
The full press conference is available in our podcast section. The United Left Alliance launched publicly in the Gresham Hotel in Dublin on Monday the 29th of November at 8 p.m. All welcome. And we'll be there recording it for broadcast here on radioactive101.com.
Your name is Roger, yes?
Roger.
Ah, that's your name.
Roger.
Good. And what do you do, Roger?
I'm a financial consultant.
Ah, financial consultant, eh?
Roger,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, terrific. And Roger, how's business at the moment?
Not bad, thank you. Been a bit quiet lately.
How do you mean lately?
Since the war, been a bit quiet.
Fair enough. Okay, Roger, your special subject tonight is the economies of the European Community. Mm. Your time starts now. Best of luck.
Thank you.
How much does Greece owe, Roger?
$367 billion.
Correct. And who do they owe it to?
Mostly to the other European economies.
Correct. How much does Ireland owe?
$865 billion.
Correct. And who do they owe it to?
Other European economies, mostly.
Correct. How much does Spain and Italy owe?
$1 trillion each.
Correct. Who to?
Mainly France, Britain and Germany.
Correct. And how are Germany, France and Britain going, Roger?
Well, they're struggling a bit, aren't they?
Correct. Why?
Well, because they've lent all these vast amounts of money to other European economies that can't possibly pay them back.
Correct. So what are they going to do?
They're going to have to bail them out.
Correct. Where are they getting the money to do that, Roger?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that one.
How much does Portugal owe?
Hang on a minute. What was the answer to that earlier question?
Just keep answering the questions, Roger. Where is Portugal going to get the money it owes to Germany if Germany can't get back the money that it lent to Italy?
Just a minute. What was the answer to the previous question? The question was, how can broke economies lend money to other broke economies who haven't got any money because they can't pay back the money the broke economy lent to the other broke economy and shouldn't have lent it to them in the first place because the broke economy can't pay it back?
You're wasting very valuable time, Roger. How much money does Spain owe to Italy?
$41 billion, but where are they going to get it?
Correct. What does Italy owe to Spain?
$27 billion, but they haven't got it. They're broke.
Correct. How can they pay each other if neither of them has any money?
They're going to get a bailout, aren't they?
Correct. And where's the money coming from for the bailout?
That's what I'm asking you.
Correct. Why are people selling the European currency and buying the US dollar?
Because the US economy is so much stronger than the European economy.
Correct. Why is that, Roger?
Because it's owned by China.
Correct. And very well done. And after that round, you've lost $1 million.
I've lost $1 million. I thought you said well done.
Yes, well done. You've only lost $1 million. That's an extraordinary performance,
I've
Roger.
I've only lost $1 million.
Very well done.
And that's quite good, is it?
Oh, it's excellent.
Sell everything immediately. Quickly.
Here is a message for the Fianna Fáil Green government from the IMF.
Oh, this is a strange turn of events.
Consider yourselves under new management.
Let the showdown begin!
A message for the IMF. We will resist your measures. We will resist your existence in Ireland. In November 2007, the author Naomi Klein was in Dublin promoting her book Shock Doctrine. She was at Leviathan speaking to David McWilliams.
What happens when the boom runs out? I would predict that there will be every attempt to use the crisis to destroy whatever social protections you have managed to protect. That will be the pretext for a full privatization of the education system, a full privatization of the healthcare system, and the argument will be you are not doing enough to compete with Malaysia, China, India, and you need to look to lower taxes even more. And so, I mean, I would just say get ready for it.
Radioactive101.com. Send your news to our new email address, news@radioactive101.com. news@radioactive101.com. Recently, we recorded Cindy Sheen speaking in the Teachers Club in Dublin.
There is an alternative to capitalism. There is an alternative to war. There is an alternative to economic exploitation. There is an alternative to being slaves, debt slaves, wage slaves.
Arise, you workers, from your slumber, all you wage slaves, everyone.
The revolution comes like thunder, and the age of hypocrisy is done.
Check out the full podcast of Cindy Sheen in Dublin on our podcast section. If you'd like to get involved with Radioactive 101, if you're sick of being lied to by the media, email us news@radioactive101.com. Thank you for listening to radioactive101.com. Yes, it is us. We are back, the founders of the Dublin station you heard on 101 FM in the first half of the 1990s are back with radioactive101.com. Please do tell your friends about it. Get involved. news@radioactive101.com. Stay tuned to our website, radioactive101.com, and our Facebook page for all upcoming protest marches and public meetings that Radioactive will be supporting and promoting. You're tuned to radioactive101.com, free and not for profit. It's time to get serious. Radioactive 101, the only radio station that's left.
The revolution starts now.
Free of government control and IMF interference, radioactive101.com.
Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me.
The difference is Dublin's real alternative.
Radioactive101.com.